I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hump day.
Hey, you big and hairy, dude.
Hold up.
Run in.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty.
This is an NFL Hump Day Roundup with Isaac and Sue.
If y'all ain't excited about this game, you can't get excited about no other games, man.
It's Wednesday. Hump Day with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
The Humpty Dance. Here's your chance.
The Hump.
All right, coming up on In the News, I have the Rabid Bat News and the Dutch Brothers IPA, Dutch Bros IPA. They have their own IPA now.
Making their own coffee beer?
The IPO hit the stock exchange.
Someone's
today.
About to be rich.
Oh, they already are.
Well,
it happened.
Yes. That's the second local company, though, that blew up. Remember they, that Zoom Info guy, my man Henry. He's a billionaire
Let's
now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All our buddies are billionaires.
Certainly helps.
What happened to us?
Yeah, you know, I got nothing. I should have been better friends with him. Should have been a better neighbor to him. He's a great guy, though.
Okay. Cowboys news.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Defense is not great, and they're a little shorthanded.
They get Zach Martin back on the offensive line from COVID.
Yes.
Lyle Collins got suspended, so he's now out. And news coming down today that defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence broke his foot in practice.
Yep.
And he is out indefinitely.
Yeah, and Gregory's already out.
That's a big ass
blow. So you're without your two starting defensive ends. That sucks. And, you know, they lost Gallup, who went on IR.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, and I think they're without, I'm looking through, but I was reading today, they got a couple defensive players that are out. So, who was it? Donovan Wilson had a groin. He didn't participate.
He has two groins.
That is true. It just says his groin is out. And then Nashawn Wright also out. And he's because of whatever personal reasons means. But
God,
yeah, it's
a mess.
It's not good when you're down a couple secondary guys, your two starting DNs, and another Golston, the other DN on the depth. So you're going to be without three of your two deep defensive ends. It's not good. At least at wide receiver, I mean, they're pretty deep. So I think they're going to be able to weather that. That Wilson guy stepped in and actually played pretty well in week one. But, you know, for a team that had that's had a lot of injury woes, I mean, this is kind of one of those you just like, you can't afford it early in the season.
Classic Cowboys.
Well, I mean,
it's always drama over there.
It does feel like there's some teams that are snake bit, right?
And you're about to play one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yes.
And my man, Justin Herbert.
And we know Dallas can score. But you've got to be able to stop somebody. And you're right. The Chargers right now look really, really damn good.
All right, so there's your Cowboys news. Did you see the mixed reality Panther in Carolina?
I did see the mixed reality Panther.
How do we feel about
it
that?
It kind of confused and frightened me. I didn't know what a mixed reality Panther was.
Who was singing that?
Why is it mixed reality?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. So if you haven't... This is going to require a little homework if you haven't seen it. You got to Google it. Mixed reality Panther, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a bit they did before the game. They, you know, they had a home game against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Panther, big, giant, muscly Panther.
Yeah.
That's virtual. But is it? Because it jumps onto the field and steps on a bunch of coaches. And
yeah, I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Also frightening.
Yeah. Because at first... Like when you just see because I saw it like on Twitter and it looked like just like a big statue at the top of the stadium. And I was like, oh, they just put up a statue. And then it starts jumping around and it's like it's mauling the video board and it's like tearing. I don't understand. Like, why?
Why not?
I don't know. But apparently it doesn't like the Jets flag. That's all I know.
Week two games.
Seems very dangerous, though. Can't have that thing.
Cowboys, Chargers, as we mentioned. Niners, Eagles in Philly.
Niners, by the way, speaking of teams with injury problems, already the Niners. And we talked about this going into the year that when healthy, the 49ers are as good as anyone in the NFL. Problem is, in the whatever it is, the 4 years since this thing's been put together, they're never healthy except for the 1 year. And already you're down, you know, you're down a starting corner and you're down a starting running back. So not good. Not a good start for the 49ers.
We have Seahawks hosting the Titans. Mm-hmm.
And this is one, too, that I'm intrigued by because we do the super overreaction to week one. We all thought the Titans were going to be pretty good.
They probably are.
And they just come out and look terrible in the first game and get boat raced.
By my Cardinals.
By your Cardinals. And so, you know, after week one, Kyler Murray's the MVP. Arizona can't be stopped, and Tennessee is warmed over garbage. And this is going to be one of those. Keep an eye and see if this line ends up getting inflated. Let's see where this ends, if everyone's going to do the overreaction and jump on Seattle. Something tells me that's going to be a lot closer game than people are thinking based on week one where Seattle looked really good and Tennessee looked really bad.
That was one that stood out to me the second I saw it, that was a Tennessee plus 5.5 when it opened or something?
Yes. No, 7.
It was plus 7?
Yes. See, these lines,
wow.
It's really tough to get the best of the best numbers because you got to jump on it right away.
That changes.
That thing came out at 7, it's and within minutes.
It's already down.
It's down to like 5.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here depending on where you're looking. I got the different sports books, and it's 5, 5.5.
Yeah.
So if you got that at 7, you got good value because Tennessee's not that bad. And Seattle just naturally plays close games. They just, historically, they do.
Except for last week.
Yeah, last week they laid it on them.
And we have Chiefs-Ravens in Baltimore.
And
all right,
that keep an eye on because Kansas City doesn't lose early in the season. I think Mahomes is perfect in September.
Like
they don't lose.
Never thrown a pick in September.
And, you know, not that 0-2 is the end of the world, but you play in a really, really tough competitive division, and maybe even Cincinnati might not be a road apple this year. And, you know, you go down 0-2, just kind of keep an eye there on the keep an eye on the Ravens. I still think at 0-2, they're gonna be fine. But you know, you don't want to get off to a bad start. Although the nice part is they got the Lions after that. But then you go Broncos, Colts, Chargers. You know, it could be a rough, bumpy start here for the Ravens. Even though that run game with all the new pieces, the run game looked pretty good against the Raiders and probably should have won that game minus the two turnovers.
All right, is getting pinned at your own 1 yard line really that bad? A study from 538. We'll get to that next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, that's right. In the news is coming up next, we have rabid bat news. And here's a stat for you. I'll make you guess. Every day, an average of blank cars get stolen somewhere in Portland. Average number of cars stolen.
Well, I have no idea where to go with that number. Well, throw one out there, but
Let's get it.
I do not have a good feeling.
What do you got?
Cars. Yes, city. So we include the outskirts too. 2.5 million people.
Portland. PDX. Just Portland.
Just Portland. So it's less than that. So we're not crowding the surrounding areas. I don't know. Give me like 125.
Whoa! Every day?
Every day?
125 cars?
I don't know.
It is not that high.
It's a big city. I don't know. That's what I said. I have no idea how many cars.
There's really no frame of reference here. When I saw the number, which I'll tell you on ITN, I thought, wow, that's a lot. But I totally get what you're saying. It's like, it's actually not a lot, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, like I said.
There's no context.
You always hear Portland's got like a couple million people. And, oh, a couple million people, 100 cars? I don't know. A lot of homeless people. Are they stealing them, or is it like I don't know? Are they just stealing the catalytic converters?
Getting pinned at your own 1 yard line isn't as bad as you think. A study, 538.com. You like 538 at all?
Yeah, they do good work.
So the metric they're going to use is the rate at which offenses convert to a new set of downs when they're backed up near their own goal line.
Okay.
So they took all plays since 2001 in the NFL regular season and looked at how often drives that started deep in a team's own territory converted at least one new set of downs.
So that's considered successful, just getting a first down?
Well, I think the old adage is that you just wanted to get a first down so you could
Room to punt.
Right? Or just even gain yardage so you could have room to punt.
Yeah, you don't want to be punting from your one.
But a first down. Actually, I think the old school 3 yards in a cloud of dust adage is just run it up the middle 3 times, get 8 yards or whatever, and your punter has room.
Yeah. That always bothers me.
Yeah, totally.
I hate that.
Especially, it's just that's old. That's outdated. But because today's game is so spread out.
But it is. It usually ends up being a run because if you get a holding, like if you're at the one and you throw the ball, a holding call is a safety.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is that where.
Yeah. You got to coach them up.
You got to be careful.
Okay. The results were surprising. They say when starting out inside their own 10. Again, this is all the way back 20 years. NFL teams, inside their own 10, NFL teams are able to move the chains at least once the majority of the time. This is true even when they start at their own 1. It's certainly harder to get a first down when you begin a drive so close to the goal line, but teams convert at 54% when starting from the 1, just getting a first down.
Okay.
Is that more than or less than you would have thought?
I would have said that's probably more. If I would have put that maybe at 30%.
It's exactly the number I thought.
I kind of thought about that. I mean, it's better than my apparently 125 car guess.
Yeah, that was not even close.
You know, but most of the time you're right. I mean, I do feel like it's not like when you're at the one that you just it's an automatic you're gonna punt. I mean, you do see people convert quite a bit, but you still have to go 99 yards.
So the 54%, at least one first down when starting from the 1, that's 8 percentage points below the conversion rate when starting at the 10, which is interesting, but I guess that's obvious.
Yeah, well, I mean, chances are you're going to run the ball from the 1 because of the holding call, throwing the ball, so, and chances are you're not getting, 6 yards, so it kind of puts you behind schedule, right? It puts you behind the change a little bit, even if you end up getting 2 or 3 yards, where if you're from the 10, you kind of got the playbook a little more at your disposal. Yeah.
So, the question is, how is it that defenses allow opposing offenses to squirm out from their clutches of horrible field position? How does this happen? What is happening to make this happen?
Who's winning? What is occurring?
When you pin the other team at their 1, you might be forgiven for expecting your defense to respond with a 3-and-out. Instead, more often than not, the offense marches forward for a first down. That's tough to take and seems like it would be soul-crushing for the punter and special teams unit. You've done the best job you can, and it still isn't enough to tilt the odds of a 3-and-out in your favor. So why is this happening? Why does the conventional wisdom overstate the offense's disadvantage deep in its own territory? One possible explanation might be that defenses get aggressive when teams are backed up, and perhaps they get too aggressive. If defenses blitz the quarterback hoping to force a turnover or safety, it could open up holes. The evidence for this theory, however, is not completely clear. It turns out that teams don't blitz any more often when their opponents are backed up than they do in the open field. The rate of blitzes per pass play since 2015 are almost identical in both parts of the field. 28% open field, 27% inside the 5. So that's not it.
Hmm. Okay.
It's also true that expected points added, EPA per play, has been strongly negative when an offense is pinned inside its own five every year since 2015. So defenses are generally getting the better of these matchups in terms of how they contribute to net points. But this trend breaks down when we look at EPA per play against blitzes inside the five. It's not just that blitzing is less effective. The defense's edge disappears entirely on those plays. How about that?
Why?
The EPA per play on the 240 pass blitzes run by defenses inside the five since 2015 is positive 0.16. This is a wild swing, especially compared to dropbacks with no blitz where EPA per play remained negative. Perhaps there's some game theory at work here. They're saying backed up and on edge, offenses may expect the defense to be aggressive with the blitz in this way.
I would also think, too, that maybe, again, I'm just spitballing here, is you know, if you're taking it at any other part of the field, you're taking into account your play call, you may run more play action. You're going to run more five and seven step drops. If you're throwing from inside your five, it is not going to be a seven step drop. You are getting rid of the ball. And you know, again, maybe you've got a hot route in there, or those are easily completed passes.
Yeah.
As opposed to a broader range of plays.
So isn't that interesting? So if you're backed up at your own one, are you psychologically on the headset, your offensive coaches are thinking, boy, they're going to throw the hammer at us here because we're pinned.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're out in open field, 30, 35, whatever, midfield, it's a guessing game.
Yeah.
Even though what they're saying is it's a guessing game, even on the one.
Yeah. And this idea that, you know, because someone, you know, texted and said defensive coordinators don't want to give up a 99 yard play. No one's going with an all out. This isn't Madden. You're not sending a nine man blitz.
Right.
Right. Anytime you blitz, anytime you bring pressure, there's a chance. Now, I will say that in goal line situations like third and one or fourth and one, not goal line, but just short yardage, you do get a lot of big broken plays, because if it is third and one or fourth and one, and you get everyone stacked at the line of scrimmage. See, what was the Anthony Brown touchdown against Fresno? That was what, fourth and two, right?
Yeah, fourth down.
So when it's fourth and two, fourth and one, and you come up in a run formation and everyone is at the line of scrimmage, that is when the blitz can become dangerous, or any play, because if you break through the line, there's no one there on the back end. But if you're in the middle of the field, or even down at your own, you know, five or whatever, and you're going to blitz, you're not going all out. You're not sending the dogs. You may bring a blitz from a different angle. You may bring something into the A gaps, but there is going to be zone or man coverage behind it with a safety. So I don't necessarily buy that there's that idea that people are terrified of giving up a 99-yard touchdown just by blitzing. And it may also be, too, one of those things that there's going to be some defenses that are willing to just play normal defense and believe that somewhere along the way, along your march, we've got a better chance of you making a mistake, getting behind the chains, and then having to punt. So, yes, you do, in theory, you're like, oh, man, this is great. I'm going to get a safety, or I'm going to get a three and out. If you tell the defensive coordinator, all right, we'll give up a first down or two, and then they punt from the 25 or 30, great, still successful.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one in terms of just the analytics and what they show. And, you know, that versus conventional wisdom and what is normally run or thought, you know, how offenses operate when pinned at their own one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Because a lot of times in football, we make assumptions.
So a lot of coaches, you know, we're getting these, you know, like Chip Kelly, you know, all these innovative coaches that come through that view fourth down a little bit different. I mean, look how far we've come on fourth down.
I know.
With guys going for
and
it
thank
now.
Thank heavens, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because the numbers show, like the numbers back that up.
There's nothing that drives me crazy when you punt on the plus side of the 50. It drives me insane.
Right.
Fourth and one, fourth and two, and you're at the 47 and you decide to punt? Come on.
Yeah, so we've come a long way in that regard. And maybe this is the next wave is when you're down at your own one yard line. It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, it's not like, oh my God, what are we gonna do?
Look at the analytics.
Well, we have seen some. You know, Oregon just put together a 99 yard drive. I know that's college, but you know, you do
that
see
that they
these.
Did.
Yeah,
that they did.
Yeah.
What a big drive that was. Too.
Huge. And that can be a bit deflating, by the way, when you pin a team at the one, and they end up going down and scoring. That is a momentum changer.
All right, that's from 538. There is your NFL Hump Day Roundup, guys, for Wednesday. Let's move on to In the News. I've got Rabid Bat News. We talk about Dutch Bros and how often cars are getting stolen in Portland. Next, here's Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, Mike wasn't kidding. That Chris Mullins catch tonight against the Yankees.
Cedric.
Cedric Mullins, sorry. I'm still back in my NBA days. Chris Mullins, remember
him? Or Nick Mullins, you can go with that.
Nick Mullins, the quarterback?
Yeah, 49ers.
Well, he's not with the Niners
anymore,
but
that's where we started talking about Nick Mullins.
All the great Mullinses.
Yeah.
Power rank the Mullins.
Well, I think Chris being number one. He was on the dream. He is the most anonymous member of, maybe Christian Laettner. He was on the dream team.
Yeah, he was awesome.
You just don't think about him because that haircut, that doesn't say big time NBA player.
Now, the Cedric Mullins catch was amazing. You should look it up. But you should also look up the other amazing thing that happened in that game already. And they're only in like the second inning. And that is that Santander guy for the Orioles fouled a ball off his nuts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Mm. Hopefully he was wearing a cup.
I don't know if he was or not, but he was doubled over. Well, and you may ask,
he got Hanegard.
How do you foul a ball off your nuts? Well,
did it bounce off the ground and get
it went straight from his bat to his nuts. I've never seen anything like it, but he was fooled by the pitch. So his waist, he'd already opened up his hips and his balls were exposed.
He was presenting D's nuts to the ball. He was like, check this out. And then boom,
that he was. And he fouled it just straight down onto his ween.
Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes when you get grays too, it's
brutal.
It's worse than a direct shot.
Brutal.
And by the way, the Mariners, it's not going so good.
They put Sheffield in there?
They were just a hair away.
Yes, in the most important inning of the season.
Yeah.
Why
with bases loaded and nobody out, losing by one, Justice Sheffield has entered the game.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, they already went with Sewald, and I don't know who started this inning.
It was Swanson.
Was it Swanson? But Kelnick came.
Samsonite.
Swami, Swampson. Kelnick came like razor thin to having this thing be over with a double that just went foul. And then nothing came of it. And now here we are. The Red Sox are already up 4-3 extra innings. The Mariners wild pitched in the winning run. And now we got bases loaded, no out. So
that's is there just any doubt Sheffield walks this guy?
Or Devers gets a granny.
That's kind of where
I'm
going to
call a walk.
No, you know what? I'll go in the middle. I'm saying bases clearing double.
Okay. You guys want to bet some money on it?
Yeah, Mike, let's put a buck on it.
Yeah, Mike likes to bet a dollar.
Mike likes to bet a dollar. I'll throw a buck on that.
So if he hits a granny, Mike.
Yeah.
I'll get $3.
You get $2.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You can pay yourself a dollar if you like.
You're going with the walk.
I'm going with a walk.
I'm going with
God damn it.
I'm going double.
Bases clearing double.
Bases clearing double.
And you guys give me money if it's anything else other than that.
Clearly.
That's not how this works.
Because it was my idea.
Your idea. Somewhere my brother is sitting in his work vehicle, not working, listening to the radio just.
Oh, he was tweeting how angry he is about the extra inning rules.
Yes, because he hates them.
Oh, look at that.
More than just about anything else.
Ground out. Force out at home.
All right. Well.
Probably should have been a double play, but the throw was bad.
We all lose.
Well, keeping it alive.
Now what happens?
I don't know.
I think he hits this guy.
Live betting.
Well, who's up? Is it JD?
Yeah. Devers to Martinez. Anyway, it is September 15, 2020. What is up? I'm a noted newsman. Today is National Caregivers Day. So shout out to all you caregivers out there.
All right.
Doing good work. Yeoman's work.
That is a really, really tough gig.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone that...
Yes, I have a billion of them in my family.
Yeah, it's just... Well, I mean, your
and
wife...
And my wife is a caregiver.
She does. I didn't know if she was involved in that the day-to-day, but man, it's...
No, she's not seeing patients on a daily basis.
Yeah, it is just...
She used to.
Yeah, that's... You're right when you say that is yeoman's and that is God's work.
Why bring God into this?
Well...
That's twice now.
How about this?
Are you back with God?
I'm all the
you
gods.
You and God good again?
No, I'm covering all the gods. My new religious philosophy is I just pray to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that whole just like cast a wide net sort of thing. And then when I die, you know, I'm set. So you know what?
Ah, look at that.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Pete's sakes.
So you know what do you call that? Is that an error?
You know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing?
That's the Jewish God's work. I'm going to throw some love to Mike.
All right. Love to you, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, I guess. I do have to start fasting tonight. So.
Oh, see? Even better.
Tomorrow, or I guess tonight into tomorrow night is Yom Kippur.
I'll bring you some McDonald's tomorrow.
Please don't.
You want some nuggets or like a Big Mac?
Ooh. Whatever you buy will go uneaten.
Large fries?
So don't waste your money.
It is National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
I've never really understood double cheeseburgers. Like, why do you have to have patties?
Well, when you want to be fat. No one ever needs a double cheeseburger, ever.
Well, I know. It's like, just eat a cheeseburger. Why do you have to have a double?
Well, I think it's the idea if you want more food, but then you don't want to have to
consume. Why can't they just make a bigger burger?
Well, because all the patties come in one size. Otherwise, you stand up with a bunch of big patties.
I think they should make the patties different sizes.
Again, I think
like Cokes.
You got to streamline
small, medium, large.
Streamline the process.
Would you like a small burger, a medium burger, or a large? They ask you that at Wendy's. They're like, hey, would you like a double, triple, quadruple, or mega billion tuple? Yeah,
they put like six patties on that thing.
Like, yeah, just a single, okay?
I was watching one of those food shows once, and if you want to know how dumb we are, Burger King years ago, I think they said this was in the 80s or 90s, you know, because McDonald's has the quarter pounder, right? The quarter pounder with cheese, the Royale with cheese. Well, Burger King came out with a cheaper one. They knocked it like 50% off, or 50, it was 50 cents less, and theirs was a third pounder.
Okay.
Everyone thought that the Big Mac was bigger, or that the quarter pounder was bigger. Yes.
Oh, I remember this.
That was a real thing.
Interesting.
Yes. So they stopped the campaign.
They stopped the campaign. They were like, you've had the quarter pounder, now have the one third. And everyone thought that it was smaller and no
one. That is so America.
I guarantee someone at Burger King was like, no, that's not real. Like, people can't be that dumb. And then we as a collective
country was
like, yeah.
Never say that.
Yeah, we can.
Dutch Brothers. Of course, based out of Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yes.
Little old Dutch brother.
Can I tell you, I saw this story.
Or should I just say Dutch bros?
Yeah, it's the Dutch bros. Well, their stock is bros, right?
Their ticker symbol.
The ticker sign
is bros. B-R-O-S.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that. I saw like 3 days ago that it was going public. I didn't know that was a local
Yeah, they're from Grants Pass. Now, they have 470 shops in 11 different states. That thing's a gold mine. I tell you what.
Yeah.
You have parts of the country, like my kid, you know, he grew up here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he is back in Kansas at college, and he's got them all out there jonesing for Dutch bros.
Really?
He's like, dude, you have no idea. Like, and they don't have Dutch bros out there,
no.
At least in Lawrence.
I am not a coffee.
So you have parts of the country who don't have it yet, but kids are all talking about it, and they're clamoring for it. I mean, this is a gold mine, this Dutch bros.
Can I ask the question? Because I am not a coffee drinker in any shape or form.
Well, it's not really coffee, though. They get, like, all the energy drinks and mixed drinks and...
Well, it is coffee, but what Dutch Bros does is, if you go on their website, they have no less than 100 flavor combinations you can get, and they've all got cool names. So before you go, you just, you know, look at what you're interested in, and it's really just like a sweet coffee drink. It's like dessert.
Well, okay, so the reason I say it's not coffee is... I mean, it is coffee. Mike's right. But when I picked up my kid and his girlfriend from college, the first thing they said to me from the airport... The first thing they said is, hey, I need to take her to Dutch Bros.
Huh.
And so we went through the drive-thru at Dutch Bros because they have one out there by the airport now in that waiting area.
Liquid crack.
And they didn't get coffee drinks. They got
some other
concoctions. And it's like ordering at Starbucks when you don't understand what anyone's ordering.
Yeah.
It was like that. I'm like, hey, what do you guys want? He's like with an extra and then a blah, blah. I'm like, oh, maybe you should just tell them.
They've got different things. Like, there's like a freezer, which is something that doesn't have coffee. It's like a Frappuccino without the coffee. Then they have something else that has the coffee and is the same thing. They also will just sell you regular coffee if you want it.
That sounds boring.
Anyway, if you can get your hands on a Dutch Bros franchise,
do it.
I say do it. They hit the New York Stock Exchange today at $23 per share. Last I checked, let me check again. Okay, one moment, please. I'm looking at my iPhone.
Searching.
It is $36.68, up 60%.
Kudos to the bros out there,
Dutch
man.
Bros.
Kick ass.
Dutch Bros.
Local company made good.
Every day, an average of, you said, 125 cars get stolen somewhere in Portland.
I knew that number. I have no idea. Seven.
The answer is 20, which feels like a lot.
Does it?
Thieves stole 7,905 cars in Portland for this year ending June 30th.
I think 20 is now,
I'm sorry, for the year ending June 30th.
20 seems very low to me. In a city of a couple million people.
Every day?
20?
Every day.
But there's 2.5 million people.
Do you know how long a day is?
Yeah, 24
hours. That's like
hours.
Almost 1 hour.
Well, I understand, but it's a big city. I thought car theft is a big deal. Am I to believe that car theft is not a big deal?
I don't know. I think it's on the rise. Let's put it that way.
My brother has had 2 cars stolen, but I guess that's technically in Vancouver.
What are the odds of that?
I don't know. Yeah, he had both. And he always like made fun of me for like living out in the country, like in the sticks. But he's the one that apparently lived in the suburbs and kept getting his car jacked.
And of course, we're seeing cars in various stages of dismemberment along city streets.
Well, that was the other thing that led me to believe that there's more cars being stolen, because I swear to, wherever I go, I swear to the gods, wherever I go, I see abandoned cars. And I assume that those are stolen, taken for a joyride, and then ditched.
Yeah, and then they sell them for parts.
Yeah.
Chop shop them. Anyway, this is a problem.
I didn't know, too. I guess car dealers are having a hard time with this, where people are hopping the fence and then just driving through the fence.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lawless out there.
Happening on a regular basis. But I guess technically that's been going on for, like, that's not just like a recent sort of thing.
Well, did you see the guy who ripped off the, PDX Motors car dealership?
No.
It's in Southeast Portland. Yeah, he went in there, and so he wanted to buy a car. He went through a local credit union for financing, and they approved it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then he drives the, I think he got an Audi or something. He drives it off the lot. He calls back a week later saying his wife hates the car, and he wants to bring it back and take another car.
Sure.
And so the dealership confirmed his information, everything, social security number, address, driver's license, and they made the sale. And what he did was he had stolen that identity from someone who lives in Seattle. So once he got the second car, he's free and clear.
Huh.
I mean, they can't find the car.
I'm not going to lie. That's it's kind of impressive.
Yeah. They're investigating it as an identity theft and stolen car case in a stunning turn of events.
Okay, well. I mean, if you are going to be a thief, I guess at least be creative about it, right?
He had a forged driver's license. That's the hardest part, is the driver's license part. Because you can get the social security number, address, and everything.
Pretty easy.
But the forged, you got to show driver's license? And he had one.
I don't know how you...
They said it looked real.
I don't know where I would go to get forged documents, but if the movies are to be believed, they're very easy to get. You just got to know someone, right? Then they give you a little packet, and it's got your new identity in it. Just in case I ever need to, like, fake my own death.
So I wonder what happens to the guy whose identity it really was, the Seattle guy.
Well, it depends.
What happens there?
A lot of that stuff, you know, you can unwind these different services that'll help you out. But some of that stuff, man, it's tough. It sticks on reports and, you know, I've known someone that's had their identity swiped, and it can take a long time and years to get that thing cleared up.
All right, we've got Rabid Bat News next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, the top of the 10 is still going on.
I feel like this has been going on for 45 minutes.
It is now only 9-3 Red Sox.
Yeah.
So.
And is there one out?
Only one out. And they got 2 more guys in scoring position. But Justice Sheffield is out, so things are looking up.
As someone texts in, Sweet Jesus, Seattle, and pray for my brother, whoever it is you pray to, Tom Cruise this time. I don't think John's doing very well. This was kind of a must win, and I'm worried about you, big fella. I'm worried.
I have bat news.
Like Batman news or actual bats?
Bats are weird.
Yeah, I got nothing against bats.
I don't either, but boy, when you see them up close, you know.
I think they're kind of cute, some of them.
They can be.
Yeah.
But then other times they can be terrifying.
I had one land on my head.
It depends on the species.
When I was on a scooter and I didn't handle it very well. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't crash.
It landed on there?
It landed on my head.
I know, but it stayed there?
Yes.
Or just like...
And I felt its little, I was wearing a hat.
Its little bat feet?
Yeah.
It had a hat on?
It was a door. It was a little top hat. And it landed on the back of my head, and it grabbed, like, I could feel its little rat claws, its bat claws, grab the back of my head.
Yeah.
And
weird.
I think the only thing, because I was on a scooter, the only thing that kept me from just totally assing out is my daughter was riding in the, like, on the front of it, you know, and then my arms were around her. But boy, man, it's really hard to stay calm. I had a lot of the speed wobbles and was shaking my head. And thank goodness after maybe like 5 seconds, he let go. Otherwise, there's a good chance I was going down.
That's weird.
It was pretty freaky. Well, they were all around. Like, you just looked above you and they were just swarming. It was like the whole night sky just was filled with them. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at that. And one's on me.
He wanted to hang from you.
I guess. And I did probably make this noise. Ah!
Yeah, that'd be weird.
It was. My daughter was
third of all.
I'm the man.
And then I started yelling at my daughter because she was then like moving around. And I'm like, stop it. Because I can't have you wiggling around. How we didn't go down, it's beyond me. I think definitely the gods, this time Mike's god, was looking out for me.
A bat tested positive for rabies after it was found in Northeast Portland.
I thought that whole rabies thing was kind of like urban legend. They were.
What? Rabies is real?
No. Like, you know, there was always like the, oh, bats carry rabies. I always heard that bats are fairly clean.
Oh.
And that was like kind of more like fear mongering, like with the bats.
Well, they can carry rabies. Like Cujo.
Yeah, but at least from what I was told when we were in Bali, and that's where we had the bat, same thing with the monkeys. That if an animal does get rabies, like a population of them, like they die off pretty quick. And so you know that there's an issue. So most of the time when they're flying around or whatever, you don't have to really worry about rabies unless you're in Oregon.
So this is pretty wild. So this, there was a dog in Multnomah County here in Northeast Portland who was playing with the bat. And so,
what?
Yeah, so that's how they figured out that this bat had the rabies.
Hmm.
It's the first animal to test positive for rabies in Multnomah County in 7 years. And they had another one in Washington County earlier this month that had the rabies. So they are urging you, hey, just make sure your pets are up to date on their rabies vaccines. Because, you know, we just actually took Molly Two Poops in to get her shots the other day.
Yeah.
And I always think, you know, when you get that bill, and it was like 200 some bucks, I'm just like, you know, it's a dog. Like, do they really need these, you know, these vaccines? And
it's like, yeah.
I'm kind of an anti-vaxxer when it comes to the dogs.
You've done your Facebook research,
yeah,
and then a cousin's buddy's former friend's girlfriend's lover told you that you don't
That's
need
right.
it.
Nicki Minaj told me.
Yes.
I'm a vet. No, I get it why you have them, but it's just like you said, you don't hear the rabies thing too much, and you're like, well, I mean, what are the odds of my dog catching rabies? But then you just go ahead and get them, and that's 200 and some bucks, and you feel better, right?
Yes.
They're saying make sure your pets are up to date on the vaccines because these bats do have the rabies.
Okay. This, according to batsworld.org.
Okay.
Less than 1% of bats have rabies.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Are rabies more common in another animal?
That I don't know. But less than 1%. But it does say that if bats are acting strangely or do come in contact with humans...
Wait. How does a bat act strangely?
Well, if you've got rabies, you're not acting normal. You can be quite aggressive.
But bats are crazy. Like, they're flying all around. Like, how are you supposed to tell that?
It says that if a bat is acting strangely or is coming in contact with humans on purpose, then they are 10 times more likely to be sick with rabies, but they don't live very long. So the chance of a rabies outbreak is very little because this is what the guy in Bali was telling me about the monkeys, that if they get it, they die and you know that they have it. So if you're just cruising around and you see a bat, it doesn't have rabies.
Okay.
Unless this one.
Unless it starts telling weird jokes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, that's out of character.
Well, it's acting strangely.
You must have rabies.
Doing some lines of blow, you know. It's just, it's not calling home. It's staying out late.
So you can get rabies from raccoons, skunks, foxes. You know, they can carry rabies.
Yeah.
But they say that 7 out of 10 Americans who die from rabies were in the U.S., were infected by bats. So even though only 1% carry rabies, bats are the most common
to get it.
To transmit it to America when they die.
Okay.
So this doggy is currently on its rabies vaccine. So the owner was responsible, and they just gave it a rabies booster, and the dog has to quarantine for 45 days and watch movies.
Has to watch Matlock while locked in its cage.
So they say if you see a bat, avoid it. And get your pets' vaccines up to date. Isn't that what Bob Barker used to say to us?
Yes.
Make sure you're... Well, he was a spay and neuter guy.
Yeah, spay and neuter, not vaccines.
Yeah. Control the pet population.
I don't know if I necessarily have... Like, I have everything else in my yard. It's like the wild, wild west out there for animals, but I don't remember really seeing bats.
By the way, Bob Barker's still not dead.
90-something or other?
97. Bob Barker is 97.
Yeah. Apparently all that sexual harassing, you know, buoyed him up. The guy's going to live forever.
There's your In the News September 15. Hot 5 and 5 is next. Mariners not looking so good on the fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.